Hello, I'm Carl Nathy for Tom Goodell, and this is UK Perspectives. Today, we're going to look at what's coming up on Monday, January 16th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, celebrated across the United States with some very special events here in Lexington, Kentucky. Our guest is Chester Grundy, co-chair of the Martin Luther King Holiday Planning Committee. And Chester, these three events that we're going to talk about and highlight are free and open to the public. We're going to talk about those more specifically, but the whole idea of Martin Luther King Jr. and the holiday, which is now celebrated every year on the third Monday in January in the United States, what about what Lexington's been doing and what UK's been doing? You've been involved since the beginning.
Yes, I have, Carl. And, you know, I think it's a real credit to the university, the city, and the community that our celebration of the King holiday really preceded the federal recognition of the holiday. This celebration at UK goes back to 1973. And that, you know, puts that in perspective. That's just 5 years after Dr. King's tragic assassination. But here on campus, we began a celebration that was spearheaded by what was then the Office of Minority Student Affairs under the leadership of Jerry Stevens at the time. And he partnered with Dr. Edgar Mack from the Department of Social Work to do this on-campus celebration that consisted of a candle-lit march through the campus. Maybe 100, 150 people participated in that. And it would culminate with a program in Memorial Hall. And there was music. I think we may have had a speaker at the time, but a very modest celebration, but something that, was done purely out of motivation of people who were committed to trying to keep the legacy and the name of Dr. King alive and vibrant. So, you know, a lot has happened since then, but that's kind of the beginnings.
And it stayed just as a UK event for a number of years, but then in the 1980s, the decision was made and Lexington joined in. So it's a UK and Lexington together with other community partners now that put on the celebration and commemoration.
Exactly. And I think we can give credit to Dr. William Parker for that transition. Dr. Parker opened some conversations with city government. I can't remember exactly who was mayor, maybe it was Scotty Basler, but during that period, you know, there were conversations around partnership, and the city bought into that idea. And from the early 80s forward, this has been essentially a partnership primarily sponsored by the university and the city of Lexington, but it's evolved well beyond that. So now it's, I think we can say without any exaggeration, it's a citywide, maybe a region-wide celebration. Participation and support comes from churches, schools, corporations, nonprofit organizations, fraternities, sororities, youth groups, I mean, all sorts of entities across Central Kentucky.
Now, three things that we want to highlight. The Freedom March starts at 10 o'clock from right there at Heritage Hall by Lexington Center in downtown Lexington. But people should start lining up prior to that. If you can get there by 9:30, that would be much preferred.
Right. Great idea. Yeah, the march will assemble in front of Heritage Hall. We're expecting, given just the moment we're in, and the fact that I think we're going to have some really pleasant weather.
I mean,
the forecast is like in the 60s. So typically that really helps in encouraging turnout. So, you know, we could have a record crowd.
And after the march, which is a little bit over a mile, and that will conclude in advance of 11 a.m., but then inside Heritage Hall at 11, a very special commemorative program, and we've got a nationally renowned speaker.
The speaker is Dr. Otis Moss III, and he's pastor of Trinity United Church of Christ out of Chicago. The church is known to be a church that values social activism, human service. They offer more than 60 ministries. Dr. Moss himself is well known nationally as not only a great speaker, but someone who's been a champion of issues like mass incarceration, climate change, advancing ideals of brotherhood, progressive ideals that are really very consistent with the vision of Dr. King.
Also, you've been able to get the a cappella group Committed to come to Lexington. Talk about them a little bit, because this is not just any ordinary music group that you bring in.
No, these are, as you say, a cappella group. They're five members. They come from Oakwood University out of Huntsville, Alabama, which is a little school. We call it a little school that could, because they have an incredible history of turning out great musicians that include Brian McKnight, Take Six, Angela Brown, our own Angelique Clay, who's in the faculty of the School of Music. So they have a great track record of producing great musicians. This group, Committed, was a runner-up in the Sing-Off, NBC's Sing-Off, very popular talent show, and they were a Grammy nominee a few years ago. So this is a up-and-coming group. We were really fortunate to book them, and I'm just really excited about them being part of this event.
What about our MC for the festivities, the program at 11 in Heritage Hall?
Our MC is Ashley C. Smith, and I'm proud to say that she is a UK alumnus, graduated from our Department of Sociology. But right now, Ashley is a development coordinator at Lyric Theater and Cultural Center. I think she's going to be absolutely perfect for this event. Bright, vivacious, charismatic, and, you know, I think she represents a new leadership. I mean, a lot of people on this committee are, like you and me, have been here for a while. So, you know, this is all about trying to, like, begin creating that transition to new leadership.
One thing I almost left out, but it's a new wrinkle to the program. After the formal program concludes about 12:30, there's going to be a community resource fair, and this is going to be an opportunity for volunteerism. Talk a little bit about that.
Exactly. One of the things that we've strived to build into this program is an opportunity to take the inspiration, the motivation, whatever one gleans from the program, and convert that into positive action. Because, you know, we know the only thing that counts is what we do, not what we say. So with this addition of a resource fair, people will have the opportunity to immediately take that energy and step up and get involved in youth activity, in volunteer work. There could be a number of opportunities represented by a number of different organizations. So we hope that, out of this, we're going to really achieve the goal of becoming more involved, more engaged, more committed to something that's going to, you know, do some good. That's what we're about, trying to do some good.
Once people depart from Heritage Hall, of course, you're free to go as you will, but a great opportunity at 2:30 at the Kentucky Theater with the help of the group One World Films. We've got a special movie showing, and again, along with the march, the program inside Heritage Hall, the movie showing absolutely free of charge at the Kentucky Theater.
Yeah, I just need to mention, too, One World Films comes through the great work of Annette Mayer, who was the visionary behind the founding of that organization. And every year they offer us a season of great films, oftentimes films that are not seen, you know, commercially or through conventional media. But this film, Race, story of Jesse Owens, is really a wonderful documentary of the great Olympic champion Jesse Owens. And that, too, is just thoroughly consistent with the vision of the King program. So that, again, is absolutely free at the Kentucky Theater. It's always a packed house. And, you know, I think Fred Mills needs a shout out, too, because he does a great job of accommodating that and supporting it.
At the Kentucky Theater. So again, you're listening to Chester Grundy, co-chair of the Martin Luther King Holiday Planning Committee. The other co-chair not with us today is Lisa Higgins-Horde. She's been doing a great job. Terry Allen is the March coordinator. Going to be a big day of activities in downtown Lexington. Martin Luther King Jr. Day this Monday, January the 16th. Chester, I want to just give people a chance to get more information on the website. You can go to uky.edu/MLK/. UKY uk.edu/MLK, and then another slash, and that'll take you to the page that has all the information about what's going on in the Martin Luther King Day Junior activities in Lexington. Should be a wonderful day. Hope your weather forecast is right.
Count on it.
Okay. Chester Grundy has been our guest. He is now Special Projects Coordinator for the UK Alumni Association and, again, co-chair of the Martin Luther King Holiday Planning Committee. Monday starts with a Freedom March at 10 a.m. outside of Heritage Hall. Get there by 9:30, if you will, if you're going to participate in the Freedom March. 11 o'clock, the program follows inside Heritage Hall, featuring the Reverend Dr. Otis Moss III, and he will be an inspiring speaker, and the a cappella group Committed will be performing several selections that will be appropriate for the day. There's a community resource fair at 12:30, and then at 2:30, there is the free showing of Race, the story of Jesse Owens, the 1936 Olympic gold medalist, who did all of that right in front of Adolf Hitler in Nazi Germany at the time. So really an important day in Lexington. Come on out and support the Martin Luther King Day Jr. activities and be part of a great tradition in Lexington. Thank you, Chester. Our guest has been Chester Grundy, co-chair of the Martin Luther King Holiday Planning Committee. You can hear more of our conversation at WUKY.org. And for 91.3 WUKY, I'm Carl Nathy. For Tom Goodell, this has been UK Perspective.